What is an ideal relationship? This is Dr. Herbert L. Barley, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with Instant Illumination. What is a divine relationship? An ideal relationship? Well, an ideal relationship is one in which love and joy abound. And how do we have love and joy abounding in any relationship? We have it as sincerity is the key word. What do you do? Who do you want as your ideal husband or your ideal wife or your ideal child, your ideal friend, your ideal relative, your ideal people in your world? What makes the word ideal so complete and so fulfilling when it's used in relation to relationships? Well, an ideal relationship is one which is just each person and each circumstance being itself and being so joyously, being so having fun, being so in peace. It's like the Christmas activities. Santa comes and brings presents to all the children and brings presents to the adults, and people ask each other, what did you get? What did Santa bring you? And each one of us, instead of being concerned what Santa brought to someone else, we develop our ideal relationship by saying, what did we give this Christmas time to someone else? I have the ideal relationship between my staff and myself, and they are the most fabulous people on the face of the earth. They're beautiful, thoughtful, loving, gentle people. And as beautiful, thoughtful, loving, gentle people, they're always giving of themselves, and they always go beyond the mark. They always go beyond what might be expected of them. They always go beyond what they expected of themselves. Because as they work for themselves, as they think for themselves, they think, hey, this is what I'm going to do. But when it comes right down to it, they get so excited in what they're doing, they just go right beyond what they had expected to do in the very beginning. Now, can each one of us be like that? Can each one of us get so excited about what we're doing, what we're sharing, how we're loving, how we're being the ideal being, that we don't think of any limits? We go right beyond what we expected to do. I know this has always been my joy. As I would was a child, it was a fun thing to do. I would shovel our sidewalk, and it was so wonderful to shovel it and have it be so clean. I'd get out before anyone was up and around because I didn't want anyone telling me how to shovel the sidewalk. I would get out and do it myself. And I did it. And then it was still early, so I'd go and do the neighbor's walks. And it was wonderful. And the only thing that I had to face was a time constraint, because I would run out of time. I could go so far. I could just do so many neighbors on each side of our house. And then it was time for breakfast, time to get ready for school, time to get ready to enter into other activities of the day. And so I decided, well, I would get up earlier. And if I got up earlier, then I could get more sidewalks in on that snowy day. But of course, I had to know that it was snowing outside. Well, you know it's snowing outside. You have a pretty good idea when you go to bed it's going to snow. But sometimes you don't. But I would say to myself, okay, now if I have a snow that's a heavy snow, and it's going to take me a while to shovel, then I must get up at this time. If I have a light snow, and it only takes a little while to do it, then I get up at this time. And an inner clock within me, because I loved sharing so much, because I loved doing for others so much, that inner clock woke me up always timely so I could do many, many walks all the way up and down the street. I would come home singing and laughing at myself and so happy because I went out and bought a special shovel that really did a beautiful job. You just push it in the snow and go flying every which way, and it was wonderful. And I often wondered to myself, here I was a skinny runt of a kid, and I was going out and doing these things. Where did I get all the energy? Where did I get all the power, the enthusiasm to do that? Snow is heavy. Well, where I got it was right from my heart. Because I was having such a joy in doing it, I was having so much fun in doing it, I did not think of the work that it was or anything else. I was just a happy kid. Now, I remind myself of that today, as this is a Christmas evening, and I think, what's an ideal relationship? Well, the ideal relationship has nothing to do with anybody else on the face of the earth. It only has to do with me. What is my relationship to myself? How do I like myself? What do I think about myself? What are my desires for myself? Where am I going? What is important for me? And what is important for me is to be myself and have fun. Now, I've been blessed by having a sharing, giving nature from the very beginning. I've been blessed by a lot of things. But it's a blessing, but it's something that I developed as I went along. Each time I had anything that took place in my life that made me happy, I went out and made myself happier by doing it three or four times. Anytime there's anything in my life that made me feel that I just was 10 feet tall, I remembered that and I did that thing again and again and again. And sometimes people would say to me, what's the matter, are you barking for president or something? And I'd say, yep, how about that? But I did it for fun. I had fun. And I did my very best not to let anybody know what I was doing. Because other people sometimes form judgments and they think you're doing it for an ulterior motive. And they forget that really there's the greatest motive in the world is that interior motive. That you're doing it that pleases yourself. You're being yourself and having fun. This, to me, is the ideal relationship. The relationship we have with ourselves, we have with being who we are. And this is the greatest gift I could ever give to myself. And I give it to myself today because I like me. I like me. I like me. Oh, have a wonderful Christmas. And know that I love you eternally.